From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Boy, I'll tell you what, you got to love this. We've got some heavy weather in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and I'm coming to you via not modern technology, but a cell phone patched through the network. I love it, as the entire area is out of electricity, so you have to love that. Sean, how you doing in Dallas? We sounding okay for you?
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay, pretty good. Okay, that works for me. Well, listen, we're going to jump right on it today because we've got AWR Hawkins on the line with us. AWR, I have absolutely zero access to all of my stuff, so I've got to, what I've got to do is I've got to come to you from memory only. You've been gone for 2 weeks. I've got a ton to cover with you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, man. Welcome back to the program. We've missed you, brother.
Well, and I've missed being with y'all, so it's good to be back. It's a perfect night, and I know we have a lot to talk about, so it's good.
Let's get started. Let's talk first about London. How about we do that? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Let's go. AWR, what do you think happened? Why did it happen? Why does it continue to happen? And then I want to go to the unarmed cop.
Yeah, well, I mean, why it happens is it appears to me that it's religious reasons. I know it sounds that's very simple, but that's it. I don't know if you want to call it a religion, what's going on here, or if you want to call it a
Islamofascism.
Either one of those fits, in my opinion. But you know, you had a call go out. I covered it. The pro-ISIS channel sent out a call and asked willing participants to use guns, knives, and trucks to kill the children of the Crusaders. It's pretty clear what they're doing. And as long as we will sit here and go, this is not a religious war. If we treat them nice, they'll treat us nice. As long as we do that, we're asking for our kids to get slaughtered. That's all we're asking for. And it's going to take it a little while to hit that level here because we're armed. But it's coming here if we continue to be that silly.
AWR, is it in fact coming here when we are armed? We do have power back up in the studio, so I was able to switch back to my boards. I do appreciate you bearing with me, by the way, if that was noticeable to you. I apologize. But, you know, sometimes it happens when you everything goes down. Our backup generators didn't kick in. So that's okay. That's why we have backups, and the way we do what we do, we're always prepared. AWR, you've got it, and I know where I'm going to go. I know the answer I'm going to get from you on this, but I have to ask the question anyway. Because it is coming here, but it hasn't yet to the extent that it is in Europe. AWR, we've got unarmed cops, disarmed cops in Great Britain who are forced into mortal combat because they're not carrying firearms, and they have to go into mortal combat with dedicated killers and wait for armed cops to get there. That's insanity to me.
Right. It's worse than insanity. It's you know what it is? It's what we saw at Sandy Hook. It's people in leadership sacrificing the lives of those whom they have the power to save but refuse to do it. You know, Sandy Hook, those students and teachers were forced to sit in gun-free zones, which are only gun-free for law-abiding citizens. In London, these officers are forced to walk the streets with no gun, trusting in the good behavior of law-abiding citizens. The problem is the criminal and terrorist are mixed in with the law-abiding citizen, and they don't care what the law is. And so it's the same kind of deal where the people who have armed guards, armed protection in the upper echelons of government, they're protected. So big deal. They don't care. You're exactly right, though. What it does creates a situation, creates a vacuum that you and I both know. Vacuums won't remain vacuums. They draw something. And it creates a vacuum that is filled by a terrorist or a criminal, in these cases terrorists. But it's foolishness. Every cop should be armed, not only armed, but armed to the teeth.
Well, I've got to go here, too, with you in the first hour, the second half of the first hour. I was talking about a Reuters headline, and I want to get your opinion on this. And then we're going to start moving down through the very long list of amazing journalism you've produced over the past 2 weeks relative to our right to bear arms, as only you can. But Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. Well, no. I guess that depends on how you define the phrase fought back. Here in the United States, when someone fights back, they fight back with a gun. They have the ability. They have the right to do it. Whether they choose to use it or not is up to them. But here it says Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. Line one, Londoners fought back with whatever came to hand, including hurling chairs and tables, when three men armed with a van and knives went on the attack in a bustling area of the British capital on Saturday night. That's not fighting back in the sense, is it?
No, that's not fighting back. It's not quite a retreat either, because I don't want to discredit those people for what they did.
Of course.
But what it is it's those. I would describe that as acts of desperation, not fighting back. Those are simply acts of desperation, trying to find a window, buy time to find a window to escape. It's not fighting back.
Yeah, sadly, it's not. And again, I'm not trying to take away from the individuals who did what they had to do to defend themselves. They've been left that way by the government. That's the point that I'm trying to get across to you, is that these poor people have been left defenseless to wait for 8 minutes. And that's a long time, AWR. 8 minutes, an awful long time to wait when people are trying to kill you and are actively in the process and moving down that street, coming in your door next, isn't it?
It's a long time. I think I've been on, I'm looking at the clock. I honestly believe I've been on the radio with you about 8 minutes, maybe
there
just
go.
A little less. So if people want to know how long that is, think about all the mischief you could have committed in these 8 minutes if you were armed and your victims weren't. That's what those people had to endure.
All right, let's switch gears over to Shannon Watts. This is always a favorite topic of mine. Alan Gottlieb, don't get me started. I can't handle the laugh right now. Alan Gottlieb mentioned in the first hour, what an utter failure. Sean's going to get me started. What an utter failure their gun violence prevention or awareness day is. Here's what I've coined the phrase. AWR, you're going to love this. Because this is their made-up little own big holiday, right?
Right.
Well, I'll call it Festivus. That's from the Seinfeld show, if you remember. Kramer and everybody, they made up their own holiday. They called it Festivus and became really big in pop culture, right? That's their Festivus. So I refer to their Gun Violence Awareness Day as Festivus because it's not Gun Violence Awareness Day. They weren't in Chicago marching down the streets trying to stop gangbangers. They weren't in Baltimore. They weren't in St. Louis. They were trying to pass expanded background checks, and Shannon Watts, as you said, is telling women to run for Congress so that they can institute gun control. This isn't Gun Violence Awareness Day. It's freaking Festivus, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I heard no solutions. I heard no, let's give 10 extra years to someone who commits a crime with a gun. Let's give a 30-year mandatory sentence for murder with a firearm, and that's 30 years on top of whatever the regular sentence would be. I heard none of those types of solutions. I heard no one saying, let's form a gang unit and just sweep them off the streets. And I heard no one say that. They just took pictures of themselves, smiling, making the peace symbol. I'm against gun violence. I'm against it. But what's that mean? I mean, and what is gun violence? Because they say 93 people a day are killed by gun violence, but that's, I hate to say it, it's a blatant lie. A number of homicides by guns in this country average between 10,500 and 12,000 a year. They tack on another 20 to 22,000 suicides. That's how they elevate that number to get it. It's a false argument to begin with. It's a lie that they just tell over and over and over again. And that's why we laugh at them. And that's why they're losing, too, by the way. That's why we're talking about, when we do talk about him, we're talking about President Trump, not President Clinton. That's why.
Ad nauseum. Over and over and over again. I love that ad nauseum. Because we're going to hear about London on all the shows tomorrow, ad nauseum. Just as we hear from them about expanded background checks and so forth, ad nauseum, over and over and over again. And it's very fitting. But you're right, they have no solutions. You know, we're going to talk about something that you wrote. In fact, you wrote it twice. But I was on Shillings, Whatever It Takes, last week, and we were talking to Kurt was fantastic. He left me on. We were able to get, while I was on that segment with him, Pennsylvania State Representative Jamie Santora to come on and talk about, and he's a Republican from the 163rd, I believe he's Republican 163rd, Delaware County, in and around Philadelphia. AWR, let's segue into that. Great way to move into that. When we come back from this break, let's go there, because you wrote two pieces about it. I had a conversation with him on air, and I'm proud to say I stopped him dead in his tracks, but I wasn't trying to be mean to him. I just simply wanted to get an answer, and he was unable to provide it. You wrote about it, and it was quite the fascinating conversation. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, award-winning journalism. We bring it to life. Everything you read on Breitbart from AWR, we bring to life here on Armed American Radio every single week. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Much, much, much more to talk about.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
The Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing for the month of June. When we come back at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you all of the information and how you can participate. Because I got to tell you, the grand prize at the end of the month is huge. There's nothing wrong with free guns. Believe me, the Gun A Day giveaway is a huge promotion. We run it every other month, it seems like. I may be off on that schedule. Don't take that literally. But we run it a lot, and it's wonderful. And I get emails from all of you who participated, many of you who have won the firearm. You get the check for the gun. You go out and buy the gun of your dreams. It's great. But the grand prize giveaway this month in June is your dream truck. It's a $45,000 pickup truck. Now, I have a Dodge Ram. It was a little bit more than that, but I can tell you at $45,000, that thing's going to be fairly loaded. So make sure to head over to usccaonair.com. When we come back from the bottom of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you the information on the gun and what it's all about and all that good stuff. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, the piece you originally wrote, the piece that brought to my attention Jamie Santor's actions in Pennsylvania with his expanded background check bill. I happened to be on the same day you were on Tuesday, 2A Tuesday, with our friend Kurt Schilling. We were talking about that very piece that you wrote when he said, hey, can you stay during a break and come back on? We're going to have Jamie Santor on the show. I said, absolutely. I would love to talk with him. So I had an opportunity to ask him about expanded background checks. And the conversation, here's the way I left it. I'll just say this without giving away all your thunder. I believe he is naive and misguided. And those two go hand in hand, because in order to be misguided, he has to be naive, because he got suckered and duped into believing background checks would work by someone who, no doubt during an emotional conversation in his office, one of his constituents who lost a family member, was murdered, and he was sold a bill of goods that we've got to do something. We've got to pass expanded background checks. Now, I don't know this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I'm sure that person has fallen into the Everytown trap. That's why the expanded background check even came into the conversation. And I could hear when he was talking to me that he feels like he has to do something, and that's what he felt was common sense. Take it from there.
Yeah, well, as you say, it's not common sense. It's actual. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess, call it ignorance. I say stupidity, though, because here's the deal. You and I have been through this a million times. It's the same song, different dance. Name one where the attacker didn't pass a background check to acquire his gun. Just name it. And we'll rack our brains for a long time. Someone will say Sandy Hook. Yeah, you're right, Sandy Hook. That's because that guy stole his guns. Name another one. And people rack their brains. They can't come up with one because background checks are passed. That's how people acquire their guns. If they didn't use an attack, you and I have been through all this. Well, Santora, see, he's forgotten that a background check is called a background check because it looks backward, not forward. So it can never stop a latent criminal, ever. It can only stop an actual criminal. And so what he's doing, he's appealing to the emotion in the game. And you put it right. Someone lost. He told you and Kurt during that segment that this was supported by his constituents. And then he cleared up his own statement. He goes, well, I mean, by a handful of my constituents. Right. He literally said that. And you pointed out, and this is to me is what's important. This guy, I don't know his ties, so I can't say he's a member of Moms Demand or he's a member of whatever. I'm not saying that. I am saying I've seen pictures of him standing surrounded by people behind him holding Moms Demand signs. I have seen that. But he uses their language. And that's what you pointed out. You said, look, you're telling us your intentions aren't war on the Second Amendment. Your intentions aren't to take our guns. But other people who say they're pushing common sense gun control are after our guns. So your language makes us nervous. So not only is he pushing a gun control that we know leads to more gun control, that's what universal background checks do. Not only is that the case, but he's using the language of Moms Demand Action. If I were in PA 163 and I were a gun owner, I'd be calling his office, wearing him out every day, letting him know I cannot wait to vote for somebody else unless you do an about face.
He doubled down. I asked him, frankly, if there was a carve out for relatives, spouses, significant others, domestic partners, whatever you want to call it. And he said, no. And I said, well, okay, let's just go here. Why not? And others would say, and I'll play devil's advocate here, others would say, well, why should there be a carve-out? The government doesn't know that my dad's not a bad guy, right? They don't know that. So if you really believe that background checks work, why have a carve-out to begin with? So why don't you go all in? Well, he did. And I asked him about that, if there was a carve-out for that, and if he was going to try to find out if, in fact, he was playing that tack. I didn't get the right answer. He didn't quite give it to me. So I really don't think that he wants our guns, but it was made very clear to him that the language he's using is copycat, part and parcel, right, for what those who
but
do.
But see, I don't want to give him any benefit of the doubt for this reason. His bill is successful. If passed, will allow somebody to come after guns. So see,
yes, it will.
The bill will do it, whether that's his intention or not. And that's where you call it naivete. I say it's somewhere between ignorance and stupidity, or he thinks we're stupid. And I don't know if he's thought it through that far. So you may be right, but the bill he wants to pass will allow somebody down the line to do just what California's done. They
right.
passed universal background checks. What followed? Gun registration, gun confiscation. A 10-day waiting period, we can keep going. I mean, we can talk about that till we're blue in the face. That is what he is opening the door to.
Kurt pointed that out. You're not going to be here forever, and we all know that this isn't about, because, look, Shannon Watts knows that a background check wouldn't have stopped any crime that she's talked about. She knows that. What she's trying to do is get that put in place so that about a year down the road they can come back and couple what? Registration with the background check, because that's going to be the next logical step. In order for this to work, we need this. It's a stepping stone. So you're right. I don't know if he's thought that through or not, but boy, I'll tell you, you're listening in Pennsylvania right now. Pick that phone up and call him. And I apologize I don't have his number, but pick that phone up and call him. Let that phone ring off the hook. Let him know that you live in the state of Pennsylvania. It doesn't matter if you're in his district or not. You're a resident of the state of Pennsylvania, and that legislation will affect you.
Right.
So pick that darn phone up.
Your point's important, and that's the one I missed. You're exactly right. I act like it's limited to his district. It's the whole state. No matter where
right.
you live in Pennsylvania, this guy wants to force you to seek out an agent of the government and ask permission before selling a gun to your neighbor. That's what this boils down to.
When we come back after this break, let's talk about your story about Obama drinking from Orange Cup to support gun control campaign. I have to go there before I go to a couple of happy ending stories that you've written about, and I just love happy ending stories. But I couldn't help myself when I saw the picture that you put up with Obama. And what does he do? He's been quiet for the most part, and he pops right out there again for wearing orange, and he's got his orange cup, and he's pushing gun control. And, AWR, if...
It's Festivus.
It's Festivus, you know. It's their own holiday. John, if you have that clip, can you pull that back up when we come back? Let's play that for AWR. It was great. We played it on the daytime show. But make up your own holidays, right? Play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. And Obama shows up and holds an orange cup and cheers you on. But remember, he didn't want to take your guns, right? They still want your guns, folks. They still want your guns. And they're out there and they're alive and well. Boy, oh boy. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association. the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios with the USCCAonair.com. I keep telling you about it every week. The Gun A Day giveaway is out there right now. Dream Truck is the $45,000 prize. The grand prize is a $45,000 truck. Make sure to check it out, please, usccaonair.com. All you have to do to gain complete peace of mind, and I talk about this with you all the time, every day, and it truly is peace of mind when you walk outside and you're carrying your firearm to know that you do have the level of protection that you chose, whether it be the silver, gold, or platinum, whatever fits your budget. Up to $1.125 million in protection. God forbid should you have to use your firearm. And the chances of that are remote. They are remote. But the chances of your house burning down are remote. You have coverage. The chances of you dying today, probably pretty remote. But you have coverage. You have health insurance, automobile insurance coverage. Self-defense insurance coverage is available. It was created and pioneered. This type of policy was pioneered by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Compare whatever else is out there. I can promise you it'll come right back to usccaonair.com. The Gun A Day giveaway. More about that when we come back from the next break. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program, my friend. Let's cover just a couple more fun things with you right here. Let's go back to Barack Obama really quickly. You know, what's his face and the little made-up holiday. Sean, I think you have a clip for us, don't you?
Yep.
You got that queued up, ready to go?
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
What? Just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
All right, a Festivus for the rest of us. AWR, you got to love that one. Gun Violence Awareness Day, but they're not anywhere where there's gun violence the way you or I would describe gun violence. All it is a push for garbage gun control. And Obama was out there sporting his orange cup, wasn't he? You wrote about it.
Right. Yeah, and Obama, I guess he exemplified the I don't know what you'd call it, but he exemplified just how fake this is because the day is wear orange. Am I right? It's wear orange day. He's not even wearing orange. He's either wearing gray or blue. He's wearing a gray or blue suit. But just to take a photo, he picked up an orange cup. I mean, see, he's not even in the game enough to wear an orange shirt on Wear Orange Day. So it's fake, it's phony, and it is what you say. It's not a push. It's not a push against gun violence, whatever that term means. It is a push for gun control. And that's where all the guys who are for gun control get together and shake each other's hand and go, man, we are great. Aren't we great? We're great. We're great. We're great. And that's what they do.
Let's celebrate. Are you coming over to my house for Festivus this year? Festivus. I love it. Festivus.
Yeah.
For the rest of us. Festivus for the rest of us. You know, that fits, doesn't it? Because it's gun control for thee, but not for me, right? It's Festivus for the rest of us. I absolutely love it. Okay. Normally, some of these happy ending stories that you write about, I can read the headline and chuckle. Because they're so fun to read. This one's disturbing. Neighbor shoots knife-wielding man trying to drown babies in bathtub. Yeah. What in the world?
Yeah, I thought about that. You know, you don't want to think about it, but you have to. You're writing it. That what happened is the father of the children allegedly breaks into the home, and allegedly his goal is just to kill the kids because they're his kids. And I guess, I don't know if that means he doesn't want the financial responsibility or what. The mother calls 911. 911 operator says she could hear the mother just screaming and a struggle. So the father's got a knife. He's got the two babies underwater in the bathtub trying to drown them. They're only 3 months old. And the neighbor had been alerted to this because another family member fled the house, told the neighbor. The neighbor came over with a revolver and put two rounds in the guy, and that's the end of the story. And the children were taken to the hospital and released the next day, which is amazing. So they after being held underwater for I don't know how long, they were released the next day. They're going to be fine. The father is they put him in a, I don't know if they use a yellow sack in Oklahoma or what, but they zipped him up. He's done, and that's how it should be. And the family's safe, and that's that. But it's very disturbing. But this is the kind of thing the left doesn't want to deal with because see the left likes to talk about. Evil the same way they like to talk about gun control, you know, with pictures where they hold orange cups. They're not really, there's really no skin in the game. They're just talking. And they do the same thing when they brush over the fact that we treasure self-defense for a reason. What happened to this family in Oklahoma is heinous. The father breaks in and holds people underwater to kill them while he's got a knife in his hand threatening his wife. That's real world. That's not Hollywood where those people live. That's real world. That's Ada, Oklahoma. And that's a great town. If you live in Ada, I'm not putting your town down. My point is that it can happen anywhere. And the left doesn't understand. That's why we tell people, be ready. Don't be scared. Don't be paranoid. But be prepared.
What a great point. How many times have the two of us, not just on this program, but in other conversations or at other venues where we're both speaking, for example, at a gun rights policy conference, maybe, okay, had the conversation, AWR, about people who say, or how many times have we heard it or discussed it in private conversations, I never thought it would happen to me. Or this is such a nice town. This is Ada, Oklahoma. Right. Or I live in a gated community, right? It happens right. Everywhere, doesn't it?
Right. It happens everywhere and anywhere. And the main place it happens is the place where you're most relaxed and you're not looking for it. And I'm not saying that it's someone who's predicting things. I'm just saying when you read those stories, You know, that's why people kick indoors. They think they'll hit people while they're in a recliner stretched out, or they'll hit people while they're in the shower or the bed, and they're relaxed. They're not thinking about being attacked in their own home. You've got to be prepared. You simply have to be. And thank God, and I don't say that flippantly, thank God that the neighbor had a revolver and had the courage to do what had to be done.
You know, you wrote another story about someone who had the courage to do what had to be done, and I can give a chuckle out of this one. Intruder enters home through doggy door, gets shot 3 times, brother. Woof, woof. What happened? We got about two minutes.
Hey, went through the doggy door, and that was that. I think he got shot twice in the leg and once in the hand, but kind of crazy to come in through the doggy door. The mother's upstairs with the kids, so it's similar to that story that we got so much press a few years ago. There's a mother with the kids upstairs. She's calling 911, says, I'm trapped with the kids, and the husband's gone down now, and he's confronted the guy. He comes to the door. He shoots him 3 times. The guy lives, but, you know, the police said that there have been a lot of break-ins in that area, and they think this guy could help solve every one of them. So it's a good day all the way around, you know.
That's Miami. That's Miami, Ohio, too.
Right. Miami, Ohio. That's right. So, you know, there are
really crazy
stories to come out of Ohio. And that's because it has proven to be a gun-friendly state. And that's good news for everybody.
You know, your first paragraph here was wonderful. I got to go here. According to WHIO, the mother in the home stayed with the children while the father confronted the suspect. The mother called 911 and said, we've got a robber. I need you to get here fast. I'm upstairs with my kids. A neighbor also called 911 saying, I heard 2 gunshots, then a man screamed no, and then a 3rd gunshot, then nothing. And that's usually the way that goes down. So I was surprised to go deeper into the column and find that he survived that. I would have, if I had stopped there as a headline surfer, my first thought would have been, well, that 3rd shot put him down. But I couldn't help but get, we've got a robber. Need you to get here fast.
Right.
We've got a robber. That means we caught him and we won. Here's some advice to the stupid criminal. If you, criminal, are big enough to fit through the doggy door, the doggy's probably about your size, too, and you might want to reconsider.
That's what I was thinking.
There's option B. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll cover some more stories that A.W.R. Hawkins writes about at Breitbart News. You can see everything he writes, Breitbart.com. Check him out at Twitter, at A.W.R. Hawkins, Facebook.com/A.W.R. Hawkins, and follow him. You'll get great information, and then you'll hear it come to life right here on Armed American Radio. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Okay, that USCCA Gun a Day giveaway looks to be a Kimber 1911 Compact Stainless 2052 is the MSRP. That's the check size you will get. And all you have to do is gain complete peace of mind. I've been telling you this for a long time. By picking up the silver, the gold, or the platinum, you get the Gun a Day entry today. You have 5 hours today if you're listening live. The Gun a Day is a Kimber 1911 Compact Stainless 2. You'll get a check for $1,052 to buy the gun. That is MSRP. You're going to get it a little bit less, so you'll have some leftover money to pick up some ammo and some cool stuff depending on where you shop. And you'll also have a grand prize entry for the Dream Truck at $45,000. How cool would that be, right? USCCAOnAir.com. All of the details are right there. Okay, back to AWR Hawkins for Breitbart News. AWR. Lots of fun stuff out there, but this one is fun, but it's not fun in the sense that the good guy wins, and to me, that's always fun. That's always a good day, but you got a piece out there, homeowner shot, killed home invasion suspect who tased him, disturbing. You got home, now, this is important, I got to say this. You got home invasion folks coming in, busting down doors with tasers. These people mean business. They aim to put you down with a jolt of electricity so they can steal what doesn't belong to them and what belongs to you and whatever else they feel like doing. Now, I don't know if they thought in this case that it would be a reduced penalty. It's still an armed robbery. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And if someone kicks in your door, of course, they already have bad intention. But if they kick in your door and they bring in a taser with them, nothing. There's no good ending to that if they have their way. And so that homeowner was able somehow, and I still can't figure it out. That homeowner was able somehow, though, to get his hands on a gun. And so all I can figure is that it was the kind of taser where you touch somebody with it. But he got his hands on a gun, and he was able to shoot the guy. And, you know, you have to, as you're talking, I'm thinking, you have to have your mind right. And we don't like, it's normal, I think, as humans, we don't want to think about worst-case scenarios. We just don't. But at the same time, you've got to take a little time and get your mind right. You've got to think, what would I do tonight if I'm watching TV and the door splinters? What do I do? What do I do if I'm sitting with my wife and or you sit with my wife and kids out back and the gate busts open and there are 3 guys armed? What do I do? See, those aren't Hollywood scenarios. That's real life. And I write on it every day, and I know you talk about it every day.
Right.
You have to spend a little time saying, how do I handle that if it happens? Because it is going to happen to somebody. So how do I handle it if I'm that somebody?
You know, you bring up a bigger point. I'm going to stray here because of what you just said. So this is the educational, informational. We're going to go from the alleviate some of the entertainment now. This is educational, informational, and you're going to take me in a different direction here because you made the point. I don't know how he was able to get his hand on a gun. Let me explain what I think you meant by that. You correct me if I'm wrong, but these crimes happen very quickly. You don't have a lot of warning. I want you to envision, put that theater of the mind. You are laying on your couch in whatever, however your home is laid out, and your door gets kicked in. You don't have a lot of time to retrieve a firearm, do you? Maybe
no.
You do. But AWR, you know, and I cover a lot of these with you. A lot of these with you. And I kind of overlooked this. I think I've brought it up before. How does a guy or a gal get their gun that fast when these things happen like that? How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you, in my opinion, the only way you can do it is perhaps by his couch or by his recliner or whatever. He has a table and keeps a gun in it.
Right.
Something like that, you know. Some people don't do that because they have small kids in the home. That's understandable. But the point is, you do think it out like that. If I'm in the living room and that door splinters, can I get a gun without having to cross paths with the guy coming through that door? Those are the kind of things you have to think about. Where can I hide a gun that I can get to it without that necessitating me crossing paths with him? That I can get that gun in a place to have a defensive position, and if he comes after me, ideally, if he comes after you, he's going to come through a narrow area, and you're running him through that narrow area, and people don't like to think about it, but it'll be easy for you to kill him there. And that's what you're going to have to do. And so you want to take every advantage away from him, and you want every advantage given to you. And so those are the kinds of things you must think about if you want to be safe if that happens to you.
There's something else along these same lines I want to kind of dig even. Let's go farther down that hole. Obviously, the best place to have that firearm would be on your person. Instant retrieval. And you know, maybe this person had the gun on them. And then our enemies say, listen to these paranoid gun nuts. They don't even feel safe in their homes. I mean, that's how lunatic fringe they are. Well, let me educate some of the elitists who live behind gated walls. Most of us don't. Most of us live in real world or live in row homes in by the hundreds of thousands in Pennsylvania. Millions, depending on which cities you're talking about. Most of us don't live in giant rural enclaves with a guard that says, good morning, Mr. Forsyth, as you go through the front entrance to get into your neighborhood. Most of us don't live like that. So is it paranoid to be prepared like that and to have a gun on you in your own home?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's these stories we've shared are proof of it. I mean, what do you do if you're in your own home and the guy comes through the doggy door and he comes right at you? Would it be paranoid to have a gun at that point? What do you do if you're at home and you're a mother with two kids and the estranged husband kicks in the door, holds you at knife point while he holds their head underwater? Would it be crazy for you to have a knife at that point? Would it be paranoid? You know, and I could go on and on, as you know. My point is this. These are real life things. They're real life. They're not movies. They're not Obama holding his orange cup while he's wearing his who knows how expensive blue suit. This is real life. And in real life, the citizen's self-defense is in his or her own hands. That's it. They call the police, and I love the police, but they're minutes away at best. At best, they're minutes away. And what are you going to do for those few minutes? If you don't have a gun, I can tell you what you're going to do. You're going to be at the mercy of the one who does have a gun.
Or a taser.
Or a taser. Or a knife.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any difference. Or a stick. It makes no difference. The fact is you're going to be at a disadvantage in your own home. And let me just leave it with this from an educational standpoint here. The individual kicking in your door in what we refer to as a home invasion, others might know it as a hot burglary in law enforcement circles or what have you, a home invasion. When the burglar knows or has good reason to believe that the homeowner is home, these do not end up nice. These individuals know your home. They're coming in to do damage. They're coming in to put you down to take what you have. Otherwise, they would break into what they would know would be an unoccupied residence. And in these cases, they don't. So when someone's kicking your door in the middle of the day and they have reason to suspect you're there, You had better have something on you because this is not going to go down well. All right, let's switch over with the final story that we'll talk about today because there's some shenanigans being played in Kansas, and you alerted us to it. Wichita's Big Talker and a number of other places in Kansas. You're tuned in to Armed American Radio right now, listening to AWR Hawkins. And you by now know what his headline reads. If you don't, you're going to now. GOP lawmakers side with Michael Bloomberg, water down Kansas campus carry bill. And I just found out we've got 1 minute. So if you can wrap that up in about 10 seconds, briefly, what did they do?
That's it. They folded. They carved out public hospitals and mental facilities. They're public facilities. They're saying that campus carry doesn't apply to such facilities, even if they're on campus. And so if you're in Kansas and you have a GOP senator or rep, you need to call them because there's a good chance that your senator or rep rolled over for Mike Bloomberg. And you need to call him out. You need to call the governor. So the Governor Brownback is a good man, and he's a better
Let
man
him know.
Than this. He better not sign it.
AWR Hawkins, thank you, my friend. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Next, we're going to talk some training with Rick Ector and Rob Pincus. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.